This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we actually talked about robots quite a bit on the Sunday night edition of the show, and now there's a robot, a 300-pound security robot that I didn't know existed. Apparently, Johnson, you're well aware of the existence of this thing, that knocked down a small child recently.
Oh, I'm mostly aware of it because it looks like a Dalek. From Doctor Who.
We'll talk more about it here when we get a chance. We're actually in the middle of kind of a self-help story about dating tips, specifically first date flaws or flubs, if you will. People that make a huge mistake with a first date, like, say, running late, for instance.
Right.
Can you do a quick recap, Johnson, of the ones that we've already gone through on this list of, what, seven, I think?
Sure, yeah.
First date mess-ups.
If people are running late, they don't know if it's a date or not.
Figure that out in advance.
You ran out of things to say, or you've been talking nonstop. You run out of things to say, or you're running your mouth.
Right. Talking about how it is that if you want to win a sales presentation, the customer should be the one who's talking more often. If you want to have a successful date, your date should be the one who is talking more often than you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, maybe tell one of your dating stories. First dates, just absolute nightmare stories, some sort of awkward situation you want to tell us about, please do. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, Johnson, where are we at now? What's next?
Well, I did that little list of questions, have you, did you, that kind of stuff. And when they answer your questions...
Like open-ended questions.
Yes. When they answer your questions, this is very important. Practice active listening and wait for your turn to speak. It doesn't hurt to rephrase what they said to you to make sure that you understand it. As Nerd Love explains, you can use their answers as springboards to other topics. You can almost always segue into another topic with, that reminds me, and share a little bit of yourself in order to invite reciprocity from them. Just be sure to not go into interviewer mode by alternating questions with statements or relating to what they've had to say. Of course, if you're drawing a blank, Marin says that giving a polite compliment can be an easy way to break the silence. Something as simple as, I'm sorry, I got distracted by how pretty your eyes are, or I lost my train of thought, will do. The example is a little on the cheesy side, but you get the idea. Don't overdo it or make yourself sound creepy.
All right.
If the opposite is happening, you can't seem to shut up. It's okay. Once you recognize it, Marin suggests that you acknowledge it and brush it off quickly with something like, wow, well, that's a little more than enough about me. I'm way more interested in learning about you. Then you can segue into a question. In the same vein, if you start revealing a bit too much about your personal life or dating exploits than you think you really should reveal on a first date, stop yourself by saying something like, that's probably a little more information than you need at this point. A laugh or a little smile will help ease attention, then ask them something about themselves. Odds are you actually want to learn about them and getting them...
If not, you shouldn't be there.
Right. And getting them to talk... Getting them talking takes the pressure off of you to perform, so to speak.
Yep, that's true.
This next one?
And they'll love you for it.
Yep.
If they're the ones talking, they're going to feel like you're the most interesting person.
Yep.
Because even though you haven't really said that much.
And okay, so this next one is kind of what I alluded to earlier. And I said if you're trying to get them to talk, they refuse to talk about themselves. They don't want to ask you about yourself either. It's just like...
Sounds like a terrible,
awkward or weird
encounter.
Well... There's just no chemistry. You meet up, you have a nice chat, and nothing. It's okay, but it's bound to happen, especially when meeting people for the first time. Nerdlove explains that if there's no chemistry, there's no shame in calling it a night early. This is one reason why going for drinks or coffee makes it better than
a first date
than dinner. Yeah, it's
I think so, too, because one of the things that is bad about going out to eat is that you have to eat at some point.
Right.
And if you're doing a good job asking questions of the other person...
It's going to take a long time to eat.
It's going to take a longer time to get through the plate. And it can lead to an awkward situation where, if you have been doing the minority of the talking and they've been doing, let's say, 60-40%.
Right.
Then you've had more time to shovel your food in your mouth while they've been doing the talking. So that can kind of lead to awkward timings.
I think.
It's been a while, but I went on like a date from online or whatever. I met somebody for coffee back when I was living in Connecticut, and I just went out, and it was this girl, and it's just like, you know, she was fairly attractive, whatever. I went out, and it was just like
nothing.
I was like, I've never experienced that level of nothing before, like where it was like she was, you know, decently nice and interesting, and but
was she interesting?
There's just, I mean, it wasn't anything in common. It was like, okay, you have interesting hobbies, but it's like there's nothing, there's no connection here. You're not going to, like, I'm sure I would be able to maybe interest in, like, you know, be interesting to her, but there was no way this girl was going to hold any interest for me. And so it was just like, okay. I mean, she was open
Thanks
to going
coming.
Out again, but I was not.
So how did you break that one off?
I don't remember. I probably was a jerk and was like, yeah, I'll call you.
Jeez.
You know, I'm horrible about it. But, I don't think so. I think it was kind of like, you know, she knew and we both knew. It was like, no.
All right. Nice to meet you.
It was like, you know, maybe we'll talk again sometime.
See you online.
Yeah, it was not. It was like, well, okay. So
next up, how many? One more, two more.
Yeah. So, we're still on this, no chemistry sort of thing. You know, there's one reason by going for granted that we got in the coffee that we talked about. They just realized that everybody and their dog knows about the emergency call trick. You know, if you.
Oh yeah, I've got a cake in the oven.
Oh, my friend just got into a car accident
in the
hospital.
Yeah.
It's less insulting to say, "Hey, it's been nice meeting you, but I gotta go." You know, I gotta run.
You appreciate someone being honest with you? Sure would.
Yeah. Yes. You might think that you're being nice by powering through the rest of the day. I mean, and it's, let me say this also, just for women. Women are like, there are a lot of women out there that just don't want to be like, they want to be really nice. They've been like, you know, programmed to be nice, or whatever. And it's like, ugh. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I can't, you know, I can't tell you I'm not interested in you. Like, what? You know, like,
yeah, do us a favor. Let us know sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
It's good for you, too. Because then, you know, if you don't tell the guy, then he's going to keep pining for you. That's
right.
No good.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I mean, he might keep trying.
Yeah.
I don't know if the pining probably part would go away pretty quickly.
Maybe.
You might think that you're being nice powering through the rest of the day, but you're just wasting everyone's time. And worse, you might make the other person think that you're actually enjoying their company when you really don't. Mm. If you want to spare their feelings as much as possible, Marin suggests that you keep things vague and say something like, I think you're a great person, and I want to be honest with you. It feels more like a friendship type of connection between us. Thanks for spending time with me tonight. Furthermore, Marin, That would be.
That's a pretty harsh blow off.
I couldn't pull off even saying that without feeling like a complete jerk. Furthermore, both Marin and Nerdlove agree that you should be totally honest about further plans. Don't say, I'll call you, or we should do this again sometime.
If you don't mean that.
Just to keep things from being awkward. Yeah, don't do that just for viewing. I mean, I got to say, I know I've done it because, you know, again, people are like programmed to try to be nice. You know, people are programmed to try and be nice. But it's not cliche if they don't, you know, you really can pull off saying that and have them believe it. Like, oh, yeah, let's get together again sometime soon. You know?
But you don't want that.
No, you
not
don't.
You
it's
want.
A lie. No,
right.
It's a horrible lie because you're just trying to spare the person's
don't
feelings.
Don't let those words spill out
and
of your lips.
And it's not even that you're trying to spare the person's feelings. You're trying to spare your own feelings from seeing the look of hurt and rejected all over their face when you crush their soul.
Right.
You know, like, because they might have had a good time and be into you, and you're going,
there is that
nope.
possibility. Yeah.
Like, I'm not even giving you a second chance. That was awful. Yeah, so, you know.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. It's you. You suck. So okay. Next one here. You pick a bad venue. If you do your homework with sources like Yelp, Foursquare, Google reviews. Side note: there's a story from the news today that I want to bring up just briefly because we just mentioned Yelp. There was a Yelp. One of the Yelp executives fell into a canyon today.
Oh no!
Yeah, she gave it 2 stars. I shouldn't. That's horrible. Too soon. Sorry. But yeah, that actually happened, and I'm a terrible person. Even those free alternatives, weekly papers in your town. If you're finding a place, you can use these review sites to pick a better location, a good venue. But even a decent venue can throw you a curveball. So
all right, let's hear about that.
A little bit about that.
855, 450, free, picking the right place for a first date. Here's how things are going wrong for people in first date land. You can share your story if you've got one. Our toll-free number is 855, 450, free. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kind. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is LRN.FM. Did you get the Jax wallet yet? Well, you can if you haven't yet done so. Go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Like every other Bitcoin wallet, it's completely free. So Jax has to compete on something besides price. In this case, it's features, ease of use, easy to back up and recover your funds. They actually allow you to access Bitcoin, Ether, as well as DAO tokens. So it's not just a Bitcoin wallet. It's more than that. Plus, it's cross-platform. So if you've got an Android phone or an iOS device, or you've got Windows, Linux, or Mac, even a browser plugin, they've got that version of Jax for you as well. So Chrome browsers, Firefox browsers, all of those things can have the Jax wallet, and that means that you can access the same Bitcoin on multiple devices. Very, very handy. And Jax's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll continue. Johnson, you've got more from this list of dating faux pas, big mistakes that somebody can make on a first date or other dates besides the first date. Let's go to Nathan, though. He's on the line from Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wonder, Johnson, would you be, how would you actually end a date like that? I don't think you said that.
A date like what?
A date like what?
The one where it's not going well, and you say, like, oh, gotta go, see ya.
Yeah, I did. I said, unfortunately, I think that it's very possible that I may have been one of those guys who's lied and said, well,
I'll call you.
See you again soon, you know, or like, let's do this again sometime, or, you know, I'll call you.
And then never call.
Yeah, of course. Disappear.
Yeah, I think that's called ghosting or something like that.
No, ghosting is when you're in a long-term relationship with someone, and then you just decide, like, I'm breaking up, and I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were doing a pretty good Bernie Sanders impression last hour, and I think you were asking about his personal life or something like that.
What about it?
Well, actually, I think I read an article that was comparing the personal lives of the different presidential candidates, and it was basically trying to make the point that, well, this candidate's better than this candidate because they've made better personal decisions in their lives or whatever. So I went and read a little more about it. Apparently, Bernie Sanders, he got married to his first wife at 23, went on a honeymoon to, or not honeymoon, but then they went to live on a commune in Israel. I don't know if you know about these.
What do they call those?
Kibbutzes.
The what?
They're called kibbutzes. They're like
kibbutz.
Communes.
Huh, that's right, kibbutz, yeah.
But, yeah, kibbutz. And then he had... divorced, had an illegitimate child, or sorry, out of wedlock child at 28, and then he married a 38-year-old school
a
teacher.
A bastard, which is what we call it, a bastard.
At 47, he married this widow, or not widow, but divorcee with three kids. I think she was 38, and he was 47. And then they went on a honeymoon to the Soviet Union, so that didn't seem very cool to me, but
yeah.
It's,
well, he did call. They did call each other comrade today, apparently.
Oh, really?
Or one of them called the other a comrade at the Hillary / Bernie
probably Hillary
meetup today.
That's probably a Hillary joke. That sounds like the type of douchey joke she would tell.
So, are you? Is he still together with that lady, the 38-year-old?
Yeah, he is. And I was trying to figure out one of the things and just questions I was trying to answer is: do any of the candidates have children, and how many? And it turns out that Bernie
get out of the way, and you're gonna get hit by the train.
Yeah, sorry about the train. It's about 50 feet in front of me. So I think Bernie has one. He has that illegitimate child, but then no other like. Actual, he hasn't had any children with the second lady because he married her at 38 and not going to have any children then. But Wikipedia says he considers the children to be his own. So,
yeah. All
wait,
of it's
what
really
about not having
to
children
me.
At 38? It's absolutely possible to have children at 38.
It's possible. It's very dangerous. But
it's not dangerous. At 38, it's not dangerous.
Dude, I'm 38.
Women, no, specifically women are the ones who have the children. Right. I mean, men can have children all their whole lives.
Right.
But 38, they haven't hit menopause yet, so.
Right.
Right, but the risk of birth complications rises steadily after 35. And
38 like, ain't that far away from 35, dude.
So, I don't know if you ever watched Stargate, but the lady on that. Wait. The lady on that show had to, I think she tried to conceive around 38 and had like six miscarriages or something.
That's a television
show. There's a lot
show.
Of women on that show, but yeah.
But the main character woman, Amanda Tapping.
Right. Are you talking about Amanda Tapping, or are you talking about the character on the show?
Yeah, Amanda Tapping.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't remember this plot. But,
so I have a request, Johnson, by the way, to finish up. Are you, and I think you're in a better position to do this than I am, being in Texas. There's a Vermont newspaper that called The Freeman. I thought it was the Freeman, but it's the Vermont Freeman. And Bernie Sanders, when he was... Yeah, when he was younger, he used to write for the Vermont Freeman. And I think you'll be surprised if you go, and I don't know if you go to like a public library or where you would find old copies of that. But Bernie's got some pretty crazy stuff he wrote about.
I know. I've seen some of it republished online. I mean, he's absolutely out of his mind. He's a lunatic.
Now, what is this? Yeah, I quickly Googled this. Something about a rape fantasy. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, well, there was that. But there was also the theory about, like, orgasms curing cancer. And there's just a lot of...
So I haven't read some of this stuff. I guess I do need to go check this out. But one question I didn't get answered is when you said 38, was the woman 38 or was Bernie Sanders 38?
Bernie was 47 in 1988, okay. And she was 38. I guess this would be at the end of Reagan's term.
Right.
And I think there's actually on YouTube, you might be able to find Bernie's wife talking about it. She's like, she narrated the story of their meeting, and it was like, I don't know, she was at a wedding and Bernie walked by, and then he walked by again and asked me out. And, you know, that was
I just was so taken by his total lack of work experience. He's always worked for the government. My, I got the Vespas.
He was like, can we please go to the Soviet Union for a honeymoon? It would be so romantic.
Nathan, thanks for your call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Something tells me I don't think that there was any Southern charm going on there.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Who really cares about Bernie's personal life, though? Really, what
Let's
matters?
Let's go to Russia and hump.
Well, this is something that politicians love to promote, is how family men, you know, how much family men they are and how they care about families and blah, 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 how wholesome they are. But we all know that they're a bunch of liars and scumbags and thieves and that they never make good on their promises. So ultimately, whatever they have to say about their family, it's just cover. They're probably all a bunch
Chelsea
of cheating.
Chelsea seems like she's living pretty well.
Is she?
Yeah.
I suspect
she's
she
got like $1 million apartment in New York. Or
makes sense.
Like
I bet mommy and daddy are paying for it, too. She probably hasn't worked a day in her life either.
Yeah.
Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. So let's get back into dating, something that everyone can relate to, because politicians, hard for everybody to relate to these people. They are very, very different from the rest of us. It's pretty funny, actually, when you watch there's been pictures of Hillary Clinton going around trying to pretend like she can understand the everyman.
Right.
Have you seen some of these things?
Yeah.
Like the one where she pours a beer and she totally botches it.
Right, and it's like a huge foam.
Yeah. It's funny stuff.
Okay, so this one's about bad venues, and it suggests, first of all, you use online review sites to find a better venue. Pay particular attention to what reviewers say about the noise level.
You want to be able to hear the person.
What?
That's why I never could understand why anyone would want to meet someone in a loud bar.
Right.
How can you even have a conversation there?
Right.
Shouting in someone's ear is not exactly conducive.
You know, and I do have to say, I've always liked the movie date, but you can't talk, you know, until after.
A terrible
movie,
idea.
But, you know,
toll-free number
not for a first date. It's not a good first date.
Yeah, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live. More dating screw-ups coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com. Today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free here and bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, especially if you want to tell us some bad dating stories about how things went wrong. What did you screw up that you learned how to do better the next time? Johnson's going through a list of several examples of things you shouldn't get wrong on a first date, like, you know, showing up on time, the basics. But sometimes it doesn't hurt to refresh on the basics. Not everybody out there is a surreal, someone who has the ability to mack all of the opposite sex. It doesn't hurt to get a little bit of a review in from time to time. So, Johnson, you're going to continue that. And then on the way, a security robot has attacked a toddler at the Stanford Mall. Is it the beginning of Skynet? Probably not. But we can talk about that because we did talk a lot about robots and artificial intelligence on the show on Sunday night. Plus, Americans, nearly two-thirds of them, can't pass a basic test of financial literacy. Johnson and I have the test, and we're going to take it here at some point. We'll report our results in comparison to the majority of Americans. And you can take it as well. We'll do all that coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue on the list of things not to do during a first date, basically.
So, you know, to recap a little bit, they're talking about picking a bad venue. So they're saying, you know, even a
someplace loud,
a highly rated bar with a cozy, quiet atmosphere can be great for a date, right?
Mm-hmm.
But unforeseen special events like karaoke, trivia nights, reserve parties, live music and comedy nights, avoid comedy clubs at all costs, they say, can derail your plan fast. This happens more often than you think, says Nerd.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. A comedy club can derail your plan. Why?
Live music and comedy, it's because it's, like, very loud.
Because you can't talk.
Just start making fun of you. You can't talk. You know, like, there's all sorts of who knows, you know. Like, ah, look at this couple. They look like they're here on a first date. What the hell did you show up with this guy for? You know, like, that kind of thing could happen. You don't know. It's a comedy club. It's a comedy event.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Could be. You don't know, you know.
It depends on how you take it.
You know.
Can you take being made fun of?
Or, you know, you're there and you chose the comedy, you laugh.
And she doesn't.
She's just offended by everything that, you know, like.
Well, at least you know it was a bad choice at that point.
But then what a disaster, and that person has to sit through it.
I tend to agree that you're going to want to have a venue which facilitates conversation and
although, again, I'm a horrible person, so I find that, like, if I were to bring a date on, like, a comedy club date, and I was laughing the entire time, and she wasn't, I'd be like, good, serves you right. So, you know, I'm a horrible person like that. But
I tend to laugh at inappropriate things, too, so that can be awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, generally, having a place where you can have a conversation is, I think, ideal. Movies don't count. You know, comedy clubs, music, loud bars, those all sound like bad venues.
Yeah, yeah. And movies, you know, again, like, it's, I think that a movie date can be a great date. It's just not for a first date necessarily, unless you're really smooth or you really think you know, have a chance or she's a slut. You know, I don't know.
I mean, as a movie date, is going to the movies even a thing? I mean, do people still do that?
I don't know.
On dates? I guess they do.
I don't know. It's really expensive.
It is really expensive.
You know, like, especially nowadays, you know. Yeah, come to a movie date.
And you can only...
You know what a movie date is called now? Netflix and chill.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's like, well, I mean, now it's not hard to have a 50-inch television screen. Mark said he spent $500 on his 50-inch screen. A lot of people have decent flat screen, you know, television technology. Odds are good a movie's going to look better in your den than it will. You can hit the pause button anytime you want to go make popcorn together or whatever, right?
I got Netflix, baby. You want to come over and experience a hard 50 inches?
Well, and if things, you know, one thing leads to another, which sometimes does for young people at movie theaters, you're not going to have the usher come down, shine a flashlight on you.
Right.
I know my ex-girlfriend used to work at a movie theater down in Florida, and she told me stories that, you know, it was their policy. If they saw kids fooling around in the back, they had to go down and put a stop to it.
Right.
You don't want people having sex in the back of the movie theater. It's kind of tacky.
Clean that up later.
There's that, too.
The floor is tacky.
Yes.
So, yeah, just be careful about that. You know, what they suggest is, hey, you know, it happens more often than you think. You know, what now? You know, where now conversation is, that would be kind of awful. Have a backup plan. You know,
meaning if you go somewhere and there's karaoke night, you didn't expect it. You would have
somewhere else to go, you know. Personally, I have an ever-growing list of backup plans that have places in Yelp that I know will be fun date spots in case our first choice doesn't work out. If you don't have a backup plan already, Marin suggests you make finding a new place an adventurous game.
Hmm.
Pull up a list of highly rated places nearby on Yelp or Foursquare. If you pull up, say, 10 results, ask your date to randomly pick a number from 1 to 10, then go to that place. If you can't leave the venue you've chosen, maybe it's a show or you paid a cover and you don't want to waste the money, Marin says it's the perfect opportunity to bond over how bad the experience is.
Mm.
Make up stories about the other people around you, a joke about the bizarre atmosphere. A bad experience can also be a chance to secure a second date. Say something like, I really owe you an awesome second date, and make sure you do a little more recon for next time.
Got it.
This one is weird.
Final one? Two more.
Three more.
Wow. Three more. Okay. These are a little more detailed than I thought. I guess we're spending more time on each then.
Yep.
This is good. Good list.
You forget your purse or wallet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I guess.
Meaning forgetting it at home or forgetting it at the venue?
Forgetting it at home, I think, is what they mean.
I forgot my wallet.
I'm a liberal, and I expect things to be paid for a lot, so I just don't walk around with money on me.
Can you cover for me?
Like, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it would look bad.
Who does this?
It would look bad if you asked the person out, because generally the rule is whoever asks the other person out is supposed to pay for it, right?
Yeah.
If you ask the other person out, but yet you don't have a way to pay, that's kind of an awkward scene.
Yeah, it sure is. You're having a grand old time with your date when the check comes. You reach for the money and it's gone. It's gone.
Good thing you got your Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll continue with the that example here in moments. Patrick's on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say if you're ever going on a weekend trip and you finally get the date with a girl to spend the weekend with and you're driving a long way, we drove from the Bay Area, and we drove all the way up. We're going to spend the day at Disneyland. Before that, she decides to stop by the supermarket and get one of those ready-made chickens. Well, we went back to the hotel, and we ate. So I didn't feel good that night, and I sort of got stomach upset. Well, the next night, or next morning, I'm in the process of getting ready because we're going to go to the happiest place on earth. And all of a sudden, she is turning five shades of green. And she tells me, we're going to go. We can't go to Disneyland, so let's drive all the way back. Well, we get in the vehicle, and we're starting to drive back, and we're on the freeway. And she had rolled down the window, but let me put it this way. The guys behind us had their windshield wipers on.
Oh, no.
This is a first date?
This story even gets
Wait, bad. Was this a first date?
No, but we finally decided that we were going to spend the weekend together. And we're 500 miles away from home.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know Southern California like she did, so we're on a freeway, and I'm just trying to figure out where the heck I am. Well, she tells me to pull on an off-ramp. We end up pulling on the off-ramp right in the heart of East L.A. All right, and it gets better than this. So she took out the window down, and she's doing there, and this guy comes walking up to us. He recognized she was sick and everything, and all she wanted to do was clean up. And this little Spanish guy comes walking up to us and says, hey, you know, I'll help you. Hey, you can come up to our house. Well, this was a studio apartment with 9 people living in it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of those true stories that you would have never have thought, you know, but they were a family, you know, everything. So they helped her, you know, helped her get cleaned up and everything.
Incredible.
The whole time, I had to figure out the way home from an area I wasn't familiar with, getting on the freeway,
driving
like 8 hours home with her sleeping in the back seat of a Toyota Corolla.
Well, so, at least you weren't on drugs at the time, too.
Did you guys continue on with a relationship after that?
Yeah, we did. I mean, it's been years, but the fact is that didn't do any stretches.
Good story, Patrick. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450, where you can tell your bad first date story. It's Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Dial toll free here. And take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, talking about first dates and big mistakes, 855-450-3733, Skype username is lrn.fm. Speaking of lrn.fm, there's a fundraiser going on right now for the satellite access that we have. We got free-to-air satellites that stream audio 24/7 from lrn.fm, and they are available over North and Central America as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. So a good chunk of the Earth's population can receive LRN.FM. It does cost us a little bit per month to make that happen, several hundred dollars per satellite connection. And so we're asking you for some help with that. If you value the idea of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as possible, then please get behind the satellite fundraiser for 2016. We're looking to continue the existing satellites we have, and if we can afford it, add a third satellite over Europe, as well as a good chunk of the Middle East and North Africa. It's called the Hotbird satellite. And you can learn more about that and what we're doing with free-to-air broadcasting. And you can contribute, you know, as little or as much as you like. $5, $10, $50, $100, more than that. We got some nice perks at the higher level. So go and check it out at fund.lrn.fm. It'll take you to our Indiegogo fundraiser for the satellite access for 2016. That's fund.lrn.fm. We appreciate everybody who has contributed so far. We've got a solid month remaining in the fundraiser. So please go ahead and contribute and then share the link to your favorite social media site. That way other people know that you've given money to the LRN.FM fundraiser. Go to fund.lrn.fm. Johnson, we've still got a couple more, at least, of these dating tips. Actually, this is more of a prohibitions on what not to do. Yeah. How does
it's probably good for going out with friends, business, you know, meeting, any kind.
Yeah, some of these rules are really just cross-social. It's not just about dating. It's about how to...
That's why I like the list.
How to handle human beings.
Yeah. So, you know, this one's about forgetting your wallet. What do you do if you forget your wallet? You know, obviously you apologize profusely and mean it. Whether you are planning or on paying for everything or not, you're now forced it on, all on them.
Yeah, that's,
explain that it was an accident and try to find a way to make it up to them. Like, if they have an app like Venmo or Square Cash, for example, send your portion to them.
Ooh, Bitcoin. Perfect opportunity to talk to your date about Bitcoin.
Yeah. I think this article is actually a little bit older, but, you know, I don't know if it's... it's
but
probably
the ideas are timeless.
It's true. You know, you can send your portion over to them on the spot if they're understanding about the whole thing. Use it as an opportunity to plan a second date and offer to pay for it all next time.
Of course, if they forgot their wallet.
Yeah.
You got to go back home.
If you want to avoid something, this is the big pit part, the bounce back, you know, don't do this. If you want to avoid something like this from ever happening again, Nerd Love suggests you put together an emergency date kit that you keep in your car. Keep a stash of cash for times like this, as well as other helpful items like antihistamines, decongestions, mouthwash, indigestion medicine, and indigestion medicine from the story we just heard, and travel-sized deodorant. Basically, you want a dating utility belt so that you're always ready for every anything.
That would be well prepared.
These are
for sure
people who date more often than I do. Like, this is like maybe the cash. I don't know about all this other stuff. Maybe, you know, just have a med kit. But try as you. Oh, sorry. You know, have this utility belt. The next one here is you start talking about your ex.
Oh, that's a killer, yeah. Right?
Try as you might to block them out, exes leave a mark, and it's only natural for them to come up at some point. Odds are you spent a lot of time with them, so you have shareable stories that involve them. Even so, talking about your ex is a quick way to end a date. In fact, it's one of the biggest red flags that people look for on a date. If you catch yourself talking about your ex, the only thing that you can do is to acknowledge it and change the subject. Marin recommends you turn it into a compliment before changing the subject. Say something like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be talking about my ex on a first date. You're such a good listener. I'm apparently comfortable talking to you about anything. Then you can ask them for a question or shift topics. This trick lets your date know that you're actually more interested in them quite over your ex and that they're also a good listener. I don't know. This one's a weird one for me because I feel like if I'm going to be out on a date, first of all, if it's with somebody who doesn't know my ex, I'm not going to be talking about my ex. Like, that just seems weird. And if I do, it's not going to be, like, by name or, like, really even mentioning necessarily that it's my ex.
Well, but that's one of the things. I mean, that people are saying here that this is such a bad example, this is such a bad, like, red flag.
Right.
Because it shows the person is not over their ex. They're constantly comparing
if
this new person to their ex.
You're doing comparison kind of things, but what if you're just telling a story about something that happened? You know, just, like, this is something that happened
recently. It's supposed to be a no-go. That area is supposed to be just, like, off limits.
I find it that really weird. Like, I wouldn't be bothered at all by someone talking about their ex as long as it's not in a, like, they're pining for them or it's like that thing. If they're just telling a story and it happens to involve their ex, I think that there's definitely a framing for this. You know, like, if it's like, oh, this person did this and they're talking about it in such a way that's like they're going to be comparing them to you or they make that clear, or if it's like they're really S-talking their ex or something like that, like,
right, because then they'll do that to you after you break up
with
them,
like,
right?
That's a big red flag. But if it's just they're telling a story and their ex, you know, they happen to be like, oh, yeah, this was, you know, something me and I ex did or whatever. You're like,
I see what you're saying.
That to me is not a red flag. I mean, it's like, okay, let it go, you know, like, whatever. Like,
it's tricky territory, though, because people have certain beliefs about someone who's talking about their ex.
Exactly.
So even if it seems...
I find, like, those types of rules, like, I'll never kiss on the first date, like, that type of stuff, it's like... Get over yourself.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with kissing on the first date?
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't understand. Like, when people set up these weird rules for themselves, it's like, you know, and that's also something that I said, I'm really against it because I know a lot of that kind of stuff comes from religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course I have a problem with that. And it's just like, why are you setting up all these, like, nonsense, you know, let's just follow this particular set of rules and everything in life will work out for me.
All right,
like,
so do you talk about religion on the first date?
I might. Yeah, absolutely. Because
it's important to you. You're an atheist.
I tend to do online dating, so I know these things in advance.
Good point.
I wouldn't be on a date with somebody who's religious.
It would be interesting, though.
No, it wouldn't. No. It would be over very quickly. Like, goodbye! Like, oh, yeah, but that you know, applies to a lot more than that. I'm very, very selective when it comes to that. Like, if somebody's like, well, I went to a psychic last week. Well, it's been fun. I'm talking to you. See you. It's over. You're like, well, when I was looking at my astrology signs and doing my yoga, you know, it's like, well, the yoga is defined. That's fine.
Okay.
It's, I was just, you know, comparing, you
that
know,
just
like
that type, flexible.
Yeah. That type of, you know, that type of person is like astrology. And I was looking at the crystals and I was like doing the aromatherapy and then, you know, like, okay, bye. See ya. Sorry. Time's over. You know, like, this is not going to go well. Like, I just,
but like you said, you can find that out in advance on an
right,
online
sure,
dating.
Exactly. Thing. But just, you know, I'm not into religious, I'm not into spiritual, I'm not into superstitions, mm-hmm. I'm not into, you know, hokey, weird, you know, I don't believe in reason or rationality. Like, okay, well, you know, that's not going to work out. So.
Next on the list.
The next on the list is you go for the kiss at the wrong time.
Ooh.
Actually, wait, hold on. Did I get cover what to do if they start talking about their ex?
I don't know.
Let me go for the solution. If you catch yourself talking about your ex, the only thing you can do is acknowledge it and change the subject.
Yeah, compliment. Yep, you said. You did that part.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be talking about my ex. You're such a good listener.
Yeah,
okay, this trick lets you know you're actually interested in them over your ex. Yeah. Okay, so you go in for the kiss at the wrong time or don't when you should have.
Mm, this has to be one of the trickiest parts, right?
Yeah, I would guess. The night is over and you're about to part ways. You decide to go in for the kiss and they back away like there's a spider on your face. Don't panic, says Marin. Just keep it simple. Say that you're sorry and explain it if they want to. They may have a no kissing in the first date policy, or maybe the timing just wasn't right. Don't take it personally and don't make a big deal out of it. If things get awkward, Nerlove recommends you acknowledge it and play it off like it's no big deal. People usually look to you.
No, it seems kind of like a big deal.
Yeah, it seems like it's a big deal, but you have to. But rejection. You have to. I think.
Are there a lot of people that
remember that story that I brought up a couple weeks ago, which was about thanking people for their rejections? This is probably a very, very important example of that, where you have to appreciate that they were being honest with you and telling you, you know, like, I'm not interested. I've never had this happen to me because I this to me would be mortifying.
But wait a minute. If they're not interested, that's one thing. But if they have some weird policy about, oh, I don't kiss on a first date, but if it was our second date, I would have kissed
right.
you.
Yeah.
What's with that? How many people actually have that policy?
I don't know. But my immediate response would be, well, that's too bad because there's not going to be a second date.
Right.
Now. Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're either interested enough to show some sort of mutual affection or you're not.
Right.
And usually you would make that decision relatively early on, wouldn't you?
Right.
I mean, as far as, you know, people tend to size up their potential mates relatively quickly as soon as they lay eyes on them. Yes,
right.
Would you go all the way with this person or not?
I don't know about when you first lay eyes on someone. I mean, you might find out whether or not you're, like, you know, attracted to them physically by that. But, you know,
sure.
I'm not. I don't know right away whether or not I'm really interested in someone. It takes me a long time to kind of, like, figure out, like, ooh, am I actually interested in this person or not? Are they, ugh. You
know, so, like, well, I know what you mean, but for, like, long time. I was talking about simply from a physical attraction standpoint. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, meaning that if it was if you're physically attracted and it was a good first date, then why hold back with some sort of silly rule about I don't kiss on the first date?
Right.
I can understand, you know, people who don't want to have sex on the first date. That seems like a little more of a serious thing.
Yeah.
Hour number three is on the way. Tell your story. Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.